We thought we would visit with our old friend who's here in studio. Open the door and welcome the generic youth minister.
Guys, what's going on?
Hey. How are you, generic youth minister?
Look at these hip moves I'm doing. Look at me. I'm breakdancing for the Lord. Look at that.
That's great.
Oh, that's great.
Look at that move. That's the kangaroo hop. I learned that at the Olympics. Look at that. Looking good, huh?
Looking good.
Just a reminder, I'm not like the other ministers. You know, I got cool spiky hair, and I wear these chuggy skinny jeans, and I got a few really rad temp tattoos.
Temp tattoos.
Yeah, man, I tell you, I'm really snatched. I'm snatched. And I speak all the hip slang, too. You know, I'm always skibbity, and I like to remind all my key-odds in my youth group that Jesus was the original Rizzler, and he wasn't just for Ohio. No,
no,
he wasn't. He was for all of us. So come on, don't settle for mid. Don't be basic.
Wow, you are so hip.
Let's get a spiritual glow up. Let's get Sigma for the big guy, the original OG, the goat of all time. I mean, come on, that's God. I mean, he's all Gucci. We crunk for Christ.
Okay, well, good.
We crunk for Christ. That's
okay.
Right.
Never heard that saying
so
before.
So you guys should come on. You need to bring any, if y'all know any teenagers or tweenagers want to get in youth group.
No.
You need to bring them on by. Let them take a little phantom tax from the Bible. Let me finna do a vibe check.
Okay, I can't even understand.
How y'all feeling? Y'all doing good?
We're vibes
good.
Morning,
well, yeah. I'm low-key stoked because we're doing something a little differently this year.
Okay.
We want to get people in church, and this is always a difficult time for us when the NFL starts up.
Yeah.
So, and you guys know, I mean, it's not only just the NFL. I mean, heck, religion in general. There's some people just don't darken the door of church unless right. It's Easter or Christmas.
Yeah.
So we're going to combat that this year. So what we're going to do is we're going to run the game up on the big screens at the church.
Okay.
Yeah. Now this Sunday, the Cowboys are playing.
Uh-huh.
So at 3:25, we're having like a cowboy watching party. And then that will lead us right into the evening worship service.
Hmm. Interesting.
Okay. So yeah, so that's what we're going to do. We don't want people staying home on Sundays to watch the pre-games or post-games or whatever.
There are
other
games too.
So we're running NFL coverage and Tay-Tay concert footage at all times of the day on Sunday in the sanctuary up on the big screen.
Isn't that going to distract?
Now this will be
the
during
message?
The services. During the services. Now during the commercial breaks, we going to turn down the sound on the TV. We're going to spill the tea on the Lord.
Oh, okay. Is that what you're
we're
doing?
Get it in there during the commercial breaks. During commercial breaks on NFL coverage and Tay-Tay concert footage.
That's a good plan.
So we really think that this is the way to, and I'm going to coin a phrase here, make God great again.
Oh, okay.
Make God great again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, because we're really going to have to, I mean, this is 2024, people.
I know.
Let's
2024,
go.
We're going to have to meet the market where it is and make sure that the juice is worth the squeeze. Make sure that. And that's from a 30,000-foot view. Because we should all be circling back to the Lord by EOB. End of business today.
Yeah.
That's
he's,
right.
Okay.
That's
now
right.
He's going after the businessman.
Because at
there.
The end of the day, isn't that what it's all about? Circling back to the Lord.
Sure. I guess it is circling back
so
to the Lord.
So come on, homies. It's time to stop ghosting the Lord and leaving him on read.
Yeah, don't ghost him. Yeah.
It's time to answer the Lord's text. He's calling you, so you need to get back in there. Come out to our new venture. It's called the Sunday Football Service Taylor's version.
Okay.
And I bet you afterwards you'll say, that totally ate. That totally ate. So now I've scheduled the two of you to be our guest speakers here at this first Sunday service, the Sunday football service.
I got to do pre and
y'all
post.
Can come on in and teach like football and pod radio or whatever it's called.
Podcasting
or radio?
Yeah. I guess. I don't know. It's like all weird.
That's
and
right
new.
Up George's alley.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
I can on Sunday.
So I will personally drive the church van out to come pick you both up. So let me write it down. I'm
okay, saying, Craig,
down
give me your address because I can't do it.
That I can do this and that y'all are giving me.
I can't sign
that's
here, I'll
right.
give you
no, y'all are dedicated to it now because you're committed.
Here, write down my address.
Sign it up. Okay, there you go. Write down your address there.
To Breyer.
I think that the Keods are really excited to see both of y'all. Okay. They haven't liked the speakers we've had before, so I've been put in charge of the guest speaker rotation. Like, before, the speakers were pretty mid. I mean,
like who?
Well, we had Craig Rosengarten. I don't know if y'all know who he is. Yeah.
Why did you have him out?
We had the second cousin of Gil Brandt's first cousin or something.
Okay. To talk Cowboys.
Or maybe it was a neighbor of the second cousin of Gil Brandt's first cousin. I don't know. I
really
didn't understand.
Bad.
I didn't even know who it was and everything. But anyway, I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Y'all come on out.
Okay.
We can't make it. The Sunday Football Service, Taylor's version.
You think the Cowboys are going to be good? Oh, yeah. He's got to go. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to be good. Heck yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a youth minister. Sometimes I flip up because I'm so evil.
There he goes.
Wow, he has changed so much since the last time we saw him.
Well, yeah, you got to meet the market, as he says.
Yeah.